Good afternoon. The New York State Department of Health investigated a possible healthcare-associated transmission of hepatitis B virus. In September 2014, the index patient underwent a transrectal ultrasound-guided prostate biopsy at a private urology practice in New York State. In January 2015, the patient was diagnosed with acute HBV outside of New York State. The patient is a snowbird. His official residency is out of state, but he spends the summers in New York. In September 2015, we were notified by the patient's spouse about his infection, and we conducted an investigation with the local health department. The patient reported no lifestyle risk factors or other healthcare exposures. We conducted a site visit in October 2015. So, in the literature, there have been no confirmed reports of HBV transmission occurring after a prostate biopsy. However, one possible hepatitis C virus transmission has been reported. This private urology practice performs around 2 prostate biopsies per week, as well as other invasive procedures. Here's a picture from our investigation. This silver vertical line shown by the arrow is the biopsy needle guide. It is attached to a rectal ultrasound probe. During the procedure, the biopsy needle punctures the probe cover to enter sterile tissue and take samples. During the site visit, we observed a marked transrectal ultrasound-guided prostate biopsy procedure and reviewed reprocessing methods. Environmental cleaning was found to be adequate and was performed with germicidal wipes. Rectal ultrasound probe reprocessing was inadequate. The probe was cleaned with paper towels and disinfected with germicidal wipes. However, it was not high-level disinfected. Reusable metal biopsy needle guide reprocessing was also inadequate. The needle guard was cleaned with a skin antiseptic and then soaked in a high-level disinfectant, as seen in this picture. However, it was not sterilized. Finally, we found open multi-dose vials of lidocaine in several procedure rooms. In October 2015, we matched the patient list with the New York State Hepatitis Registry, and we identified a potential source patient who had chronic HBV infection and who underwent a prostate biopsy before the index patient. The index patient's blood was collected and tested CDC. No HBV was detected. This was 9 months after his diagnosis. 8 patients who underwent any invasive procedures up to 9 days after the potential source patient's procedure were contacted and recommended for bloodborne pathogen testing. No additional positive tests were reported to us. These were our recommendations to the practice. Semi-critical devices such as the rectal ultrasound probes must be high-level disinfected between patient procedures, regardless of the use of a probe cover during the biopsy. Critical devices which are heat-stable, such as the reusable needle guides, must undergo sterilization between patients. Multi-dose vials should be dedicated to a single patient and discarded after use. If they are used for more than one patient, they should not be accessed or stored in the patient treatment area. Single-dose vials are recommended when possible. Although laboratory evidence of HBV transmission could not be obtained, there's temporal and epidemiological evidence that an infection occurred. The U.S. prevalence of chronic HBV is less than 2%, which makes transmission plausible when compared to coincidence. We observed environmental service cleaning being performed, but contamination may have still been possible. Improper reprocessing of the rectal ultrasound probe and biopsy needle guide may have also led to virus transmission. We observed open multi-dose vials of lidocaine in different procedure rooms, which may have been another viral transmission. Interstate communication involving acute HBV cases should be improved, especially when healthcare-associated transmission may have occurred. The lack of timely communication may have led to the inability to obtain virus from the index patient and to compare the index and potential source patient's virus using phylogenetic analysis. And here are my acknowledgments. Thank you.